This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie adult rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a collection of new indie adult rock singles, some from fairly well-known bands, and some from ones who are not. Let's start with Loose Tooth. Welcome to episode 193 of A Sonic Youth. This week, new music from Loose Tooth, Wednesday, Olivia's World, Bunny, and Wild Pink. Opening the show was Melbourne's Loose Tooth, with a new single named New Passion. Loose Tooth was formed by Etta Curry and Nellie Jackson. They signed to Courtney Barnett and Jin Chloe's now-defunct record label Milk Records, and now gearing up for the release of their new album. It's called New Age, and is due out on the 18th of July. The show's sunny opening song is the latest single from that album. It reminds me a lot of the LA band Bleached. Here's another favourite song, Butter Knife. It's from the band's 2018 LP Keep Up.
Don't try. fingers digging make the steel seem soft. Twist and grab in the dirt. She wasn't done, but you got your money's worth. Assess the stock. Fingers digging make the steel seem soft. Twist and grab in the dirt. She wasn't done, but you got your money's worth.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Loose Tooth with Butter Knife. Next up is the second single from the much-hyped upcoming album Bleeds by Asheville, North Carolina's Wednesday. Wednesday is one of my very favourite bands. I've played them several times on this show, so here's the quick spiel. Wednesday is headed by singer-songwriter Carly Hartzman. The band started as a solo project before members of the local music scene in and around Hall Creek in Asheville were brought in to form a powerhouse full band. The current lineup also includes Ethan Bechtold, Alan Miller, and Zandy Kalmus. And, now only working with the band in the studio, Hartzman's ex-boyfriend and face of the slacker rock and alt country genre, MJ Lenderman. Wednesday's sound evokes both the country influences of the southern band and the desire to make a whole bunch of noise. The resulting sound blends shoegaze, alt country, and slacker type indie rock into what I think can best be described as cowboy boot gaze. We checked out Elderberry Wine, the first single from Bleeds, a few shows ago. That song very much displays the country influence, and despite how great that song is, fans couldn't help but wonder if the whole album would be the same. But with this new single, Wednesday is showing us that they haven't forgotten the distortion. Wound Up Here by Holding On is a grungy, angsty, powerful, and undeniably ear-splittingly loud track. And count me in as infatuated with this new album already.
Thank you.
That was the new Wednesday single, Wound Up Here by Holding On. Next up, a new release from a band that, like Loose Tooth, are relatively unknown, with an unjust mere 352 monthly Spotify listeners. It's the Australian sugary twee pop of Olivia's World, first formed as an alias for the solo work by Alice Resendi. Two EPs were released in 2019 and 2021, but now a full-length album has been released with a full four-piece band. And it's a great release, punky, rock and roll, but most of all filled with a whole bunch of perfect little pop hooks. The definite standout to me is the extra sunny sing-along, well, there's no other word for it, banger, named Sour Gum. Check it out.
You want
Sonic Youth, and that was Olivia's World with Sour Gum. Our final three tracks this week are from Wild Pink and Bunny. Here's a new release featuring both of them. This is the beautiful indie pop track Good Stuff.
I still remember the first time you said you loved me. Text me.
That was Bunny and Wild Pink with the edit version of the song Good Stuff. Let's start off looking at Wild Pink. Wild Pink is a four-piece band from the New York boroughs of Queens and Brooklyn, formed in 2015 and headed by John Ross. Their sound merges heartland rock with cosmic Americana, a sound most developed on their fifth studio record released late last year and named Dulling the Horns. Here's the brilliant distortion-soaked fourth track from that album, called Disintegrate.
Every good and bad.
That was Wild Pig with their track Disintegrate. To finish off the show, a track from Bunny, spelt B-N-N-Y. Bunny is headed by Jessica Viscius, the ex-Pitchfork art director. Her sister Alexa plays bass, along with guitarist Adam Schubert and Tim Mikowski, and drummer Matt Pelkey. That song Good Stuff is a Bunny song, on their record 1,000,003 Love Songs, which they released in early April. The version I played includes a duet with their label mates Wild Pink. Make sure to check out the slightly more stripped back original version of that song too. To see us off this week, here's another favourite Bunny song. This one's from their debut album, 2021's Everything. Here's the minute and a half twangy indie pop song, Time Warp. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.